This is Ozarks at Large. Elle Nash took 3 years to write her debut novel, Animals Eat Each Other, but her writing style allows a reader to devour the book in a day. Be warned, though, the book's narrator is a woman seeking validation through questionable choices involving sex and sometimes violence. We never learn the narrator's real name, and Elle Nash, who lives in Northwest Arkansas, recently discussed that element of the book with Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums. Nash says she thinks it allows the reader to more closely identify with the character.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted the character herself to be a reflection of the reader in that way. Like in the book, she functions as a mirror for the two antagonists, the people that she's engaging with. And then as a reader, like when you're reading about her and engaging with her too, you put your own ideas into her and you almost like read kind of what you want out of it. Like I've had a lot of feedback from some people who felt, you know, they relate to her so much. And then others who I've had, like, some close friends were like, I can't even finish this book. Like, it's too depressing and sad. And I'm like, oh, I don't feel it like that. But maybe it was just, like, how they're perceiving it and what they're, like, kind of reading into it.
You know, the best fiction allows us to identify with characters, even if we've never been in situations like they are in.
Yeah.
And in this relationship that and we'll call her Lilith because that's the name that's given to her.
Mm-hmm.
She becomes involved in this relationship with a married couple, and it's intense.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of readers perhaps have never been in that situation. But because she's 19, and that's a time when you're becoming very self-aware,
mm-hmm.
but perhaps not as in control of life
mm-hmm.
as you'd like, you can identify to some degree with her.
Yeah, I definitely think so. And I mean, I feel like everyone remembers being a teenager and feeling like they know everything about the world and how it works. I mean, I certainly felt that way. And I mean, even looking back now, I realize how unself-aware I personally was, you know. Actually, which is interesting because I feel like, so I used to work as a barista and I worked with a lot of younger people. And I was always surprised at the, like, near teenagers or a little bit past 18-year-olds that I met that were really down-to-earth and so smart and self-aware. And I was like, God, I was so stupid at that age. Like, how are you so smart and, like, aware? It's really funny. But, yeah, I think everyone feels like they are like, on top of the world. Like, they think they do know everything at that point, even though they don't really have control of everything.
But at the same point, through her eyes, we see that you're not in control and there's a lot of self-loathing. That's
yeah.
a possibility.
Right,
which
definitely.
Leads her into some pretty dangerous situations.
Yeah, right, definitely. Like, she does definitely become sort of blinded by her own dislike for herself. And I think with that, it kind of obfuscates what she really wants. Maybe she doesn't really know what she wants, and so she's trying to just figure that out. And the one thing that pulls her, the only thing that she can identify as what she wants is this validation, and it doesn't really matter what form that validation takes, just that it's there. Like, that's, I think, the thing she's hungry for most.
She looks for it through my reading, she looks through it for it through physical contact,
mm-hmm.
through sex, through drugs, through attention.
Right.
And as the book proceeds, and I should mention, this is a pretty quick read. I mean, once you're into it, you're into it.
Yeah, you could read it in a day or yeah. less than, yeah.
As she continues, she does begin to realize that she's looking for validation in places where it's not very productive.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like for you to write?
It was, I don't know, it was a really fun process. It was my first novel.
Fun.
Yeah, I mean, I love writing, of course. Like, it's my first novel, and so going into it without an idea of structure or, like, what I wanted to create, I literally just started writing, and it just kind of bloomed into what it was. Like, it just kept getting bigger and bigger. And, I mean, it's interesting because my next book that I've been working on is much more structured and organized. And I'm like, whoa, why didn't I do this in the first place? This novel took me like 3 years, you know? So I'm like, oh, it took so long. But yeah, it just sort of bloomed into what it was. And I mean, I don't know. It's really sort of like an escape to be able to like work into those scenes. Like, I think when I'm writing something that's really transgressive, It's almost like I'm doing magic because my goal is to create emotional transference. Like, my goal is to make readers feel something or feel moved somehow. But you can't tell a reader how to feel. Like, that's, no one wants to be told how to feel. It's really, like, kind of unsexy and boring and preachy, right?
Right, right.
So,
it can,
like,
take you out of the story.
Yeah, it's like it bumps you out of the dream. And we read because we, part of why we read is because we want to escape, like, our everyday reality in a way, or experience new things. And so it's kind of like a puzzle, like, when you're in scene and you're trying to figure out, like, what can I do to, what can these characters say or think or feel to cause that transference to the reader? So that's kind of like, you know, magic in a way to me.
Do you, did you have to think, because she makes what we would as outsiders say are poor choices, or gets involved in situations that others might not, did you ever think to yourself, well, I want to make sure that this isn't something where people become judgmental reading it? I mean, and still be able to identify with her?
Well, I think I was a little less concerned about whether people liked her.
Right.
I think there's a discussion going on in the lit world right now about the unlikable female narrator and unlikable women in general is, like, kind of a, been a big hot topic over the last, like, few years. And I think one thing that I did want to do was, I mean, in real life, people do consistently make poor choices. It's realistic to me that a person consistently ends up in the same bad behavioral patterns. They don't or don't want to or can't get out of it. It's, you know.
And that's what I thought was so great about this is because, for me, I saw that.
Yeah.
I felt that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's really realistic to see it that way. Like, not everything has a happy ending or even a, you know, very neatly tied up ending. Like, closure, I think, is a thing that a person has to make for themselves rather than be fed it or, you know, something like that. So that was kind of one of the things that I was thinking about going into it is, I mean, if you identify with her, I mean, that's great. I think people can identify with all three of the major characters at any given point in time. They're all facets of human behavior that we all enact, maybe enact in at some point.
L. Nash is the author of the novel Animals Eat Each Other and lives in Northwest Arkansas. She recently came to the Carver Center for Public Radio to talk with Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums. More information about her work is available at lnash.net.